Southeast Conference, the Regional Economic Development Organization, has been studying the concept of a regional solid waste effort. Petersburg's Public Works Director Carl Hagerman said the authority would not be part of that group, but instead its own public corporation charged with finding solutions for Southeast's garbage and recycled goods. Hagerman told the City Council Monday that communities joining together could save on the cost of dealing with waste.
We can pool resources between all these communities, land, facilities, equipment, labor, but most importantly, the ability to combine the waste streams of all these communities and generate that volume that helps out in so many areas. For instance, to share and control costs. If you have a large volume of waste going south or wherever it's going, economies of scale show up that weren't there previously.
Hagerman said the authority could create jobs for a community that hosts a solid waste facility. It could also mean fewer landfills in Southeast with better environmental control and a higher amount of recycling. On average, each person in Southeast generates just under a ton of garbage every year. 55% of the region's waste comes from the two largest Southeast cities, Juneau and Ketchikan. And Hagerman said those two communities were key to making a regional effort happen.
Hopefully we'll get them involved. The economies and efficiencies of scale, difficult to achieve with smaller communities. We need that volume to be able to really make this work. But at this time, it's still a push to the conference to move forward and get this authority formed and hopefully attract as many people as we can to attain that volume.
Some Southeast towns maintain their own landfills and collect waste there, while others, like Petersburg, pay a company to ship its garbage out of state. A regional authority could look at either option, a consolidated regional landfill, or a group effort to barge garbage and secure a better rate for transporting trash. If communities vote to join, the new authority and a board of directors would be set up, and that group would make decisions on how to handle trash. Hagerman said other solutions could be composting, processing and marketing of recycled goods, metals recovery, or hazardous waste collection.
You know, all these things are happening on small scales around the region, but one authority promoting them all would really be beneficial, I think, to every community that was part of the authority.
State legislators passed a bill in 2006 that allowed for the creation of a regional solid waste authority anywhere in the state. Paul Anderson, who's running for a council seat this October, said the authority would cost its members money.
There has to cost you money if you have a board of directors. You've got to go out, you've got to have travel, you've got to have a communications secretary, all this. If Southeast Conference is involved with it, I wouldn't have anything to do with it, mainly because of their actions and other stuff.
Anderson, a former council member, said the Southeast Conference has been talking about the idea for 20 years. However, Councillor Lee Corio pointed out that more Southeast towns were interested in the concept and were more willing to cooperate than in the past.
I think it's time to investigate. It does not obligate us to anything at this point. We can take action as we deem wise in the future based on the information that's gained through the development process. So I believe we need to get this to the voters and let the voters weigh in on this.
Other council members agreed, and they passed the ordinance unanimously, both in second and third reading. That moves it on to the October 6th ballot. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.